tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Knocking at your door. Knocking at your door. Jamie is knocking at your door.
Hey, wake up. Are you there? I just want to know.
Ding dong. Okay, we got
ding dong.
Oh, see, Josh, you had to do the. That would have been a nice little finish. But what's up, y'all?
What's up?
It's an inside joke that we have, but y'all probably won't laugh at it because it's, you know, it's a little bit funny, but kind of.
Actually, it's funny.
It is, but we'll talk about it later.
They overreacted.
You know, but welcome to Black Twitter. Follow us on Instagram if you guys want to know the inside story. But, you know, you never know. Maybe you won't, maybe you will. But we have an amazing show for you guys, so welcome back. This is season 2, episode 8. We are talking about DaBaby. I'm literally. So I'm sure you guys have seen this video, so honestly, we're going to get right into it. But before we do that, though, I do... happy International Women's Day this past Sunday. Woo, woo. What did you guys do, all the ladies on the panel?
I relaxed, as a woman should. You know, pamper myself. And, yeah.
I think I made some coins.
Okay.
I should.
It's a money-making day.
I was spoiled. So that was nice.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, you're the only one with a man.
Right?
No, you can spoil yourself, you know. As you know, I did.
I'm tired of spoiling myself.
As I did. A little spa, a little massage, you know. Some slight.
Okay.
That's about me.
Right. We know y'all tired of us, but everybody might be tired of DaBaby by now. If you guys didn't see the video, Jay Lamar, tell us all about it.
Y'all, DaBaby is at it again, popping, slapping, punching people. This past Saturday, DaBaby made headlines again. And y'all, for slapping a fan
back to back
while he was on tour in Tampa. Take a look at this video really quick, y'all. Ain't no sound to it because you don't need to hear it.
Yeah.
Right, and you know, copyright.
Mm-hmm.
So. And he's in the red.
So watch DaBaby in the red.
Boom! Ooh, can we play that again?
Ooh.
And mind you guys, we're not making fun of this because it is very serious.
It is very serious. Play it back one more time so you guys can see it. Watch DaBaby. He's in the red with the hoodie. Young lady puts the phone up. Pop.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay, I'm letting y'all know now. I'm gonna be the one person on the panel that feels just a little.
I can't wait to hear that one.
So I can't wait to hear it either.
I'm
so as you see from the video, the young lady actually put her phone up to take a picture of DaBaby in his face. She accidentally bumped him in the face, and he popped her. DaBaby did issue an apology, saying that the lady was just too close to him, and he did apologize, and he actually wants to sit down with her and talk to her. But he is warning fans to stop being so close to him. The lady has since filed a lawsuit.
Good.
I have a question real fast. You said she accidentally. How do you know she accidentally did that too close?
Well, I don't think she did it on purpose.
I don't think she did either.
I don't think she did it on purpose. When it's time for, it's almost time for your opinion.
Hold up. You know when it's time, I'm going to give it. Boo, some way. Because she want to come for me.
She said knock first.
She said knock first.
I'll answer. Okay. So she did go ahead and get an attorney at Morgan & Morgan.
Good.
So we're going to see how this is all going to play out, y'all. Now, really quick, we're going to take it to Black Twitter just to see what a couple people have to say. Well, just one particular person. Stan Culture says, this isn't the first time he was filmed hitting a woman. If you don't want to be famous, get the TF out of the game. DaBaby is canceled. So now I'm going to take it to my panel.
Okay.
My question for you guys, in this particular situation, because we dealt with a lot of situations with DaBaby in the past and violence, do y'all feel like in this particular situation, he reacted in the right way? Rocky, go.
Go ahead, Rocky.
We all want to know this one. Come on. You got the seat, sis.
We're here.
So no, I never think that it's okay to hit someone. But did y'all see that? That literally, she had the light in his face and it went like boom in his face. I'm not saying, we all know DaBaby is crazy, okay? And you're already right there. I do feel like people, just like the person that was filming Beyonce at that private event, sometimes people do take a little bit too far. Like, you don't need to bash me in my head, and I'm sorry. You was close enough to see that did you need to knock him out? No, you didn't. Is it okay for DaBaby to hit somebody? No. Do I think that he did or did not know that that was a woman? I don't know. Personally, I don't think that if he would have known that she was a woman, I don't think he would have hit her.
I don't think he would have, but he said the flash, he couldn't see because it was so bright.
Right.
So he's like, he don't know who was behind the camera. camera.
And you get knocked the hell out.
That seems valid.
He did not get knocked the hell out. We have security. What are you paying all the security money for? That's which you're not even that far in your career yet. So let's hold up a bit. But like, Jay Lamar, you got more.
I remember the last situation where security actually punched a woman.
Yes, that now, on his
behalf. On his behalf. And then security got on Instagram and said, I don't care if it's a man or a woman. Mm-hmm. If I have to do my job, I will take whoever I need to take out.
Well, he hasn't been doing it lately because the baby doing it.
The baby is beating him to it.
I'm just saying,
why does the security guard
feel like he needs to knock people out like that? Just protect.
Yeah.
He's got that one
security guard. It's like, I get it. He's not that far in his career to have like multiple. But why are you walking through a crowd expecting not people to be... to not crowd around you.
Mm-hmm. And I have to go back, piggyback off what Rocky said. Okay, I get you. Like, he shouldn't... You have a right to your privacy space, but I feel like he could have easily been like, dang, that's up. He didn't have to be like...
Yeah, it's just like, imagine what he does to his friends, to the mother of his child, to his children. That is a sign of who this person is. And I'm sick of people supporting him as if none of this happens. He has a history of violence. We reported this a couple weeks ago. He's hit employees. One dude was in a coma. He spit on a fan. And then he knocked this girl out. And then he killed somebody in a Walmart. Granted, it was self-defense. But it's just a history mm-hmm. of his violence. And stop making excuses for him.
I don't think he should have hit him that hard though, like I said, you couldn't
at all.
And we've had flashes in our faces before. It ain't nothing to be like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he was ready to be like,
it was energy behind it.
To me, when you step into this platform of being a celebrity, there are certain things that I'm sorry you have to just bow down to. The fact of people invading your personal space at times, I feel like you have to know that that comes with the territory, especially if you're walking through a mass crowd. The baby could have left out of a celebrity entrance or a private entrance. He decided to walk through a crowd of people. Mm-hmm. So to me, if you're walking through a crowd of your fans, of course they're going to be excited. They're seeing their favorite rapper. If they're this close, of course they're going to actually, you know, tap you. It wasn't intentional what she did. I think that he completely overreacted. He did not have to pop her.
He didn't have to pop her.
He could have taken a step back and had security escort her out.
But just like how that one fan was grabbing on Cardi and people got mad at her because she reacted the same way. And just like mm-hmm. the Pope when that woman was grabbing on him. And he's like, girl. I'm sorry.
I get it.
I agree. It is never okay to put your hands on anyone. But at the same time, y'all, people do need to stop being super weird with celebrities.
Yes,
they are celebrities and they've signed up for this, absolutely. But at the same time, they are still people at the end of the day.
But
and I just think that it's weird that we...
But why do you have to use such force? He uses
force. No, for, like, for he sure. No, for
ass.
Sure.
He wants to hurt.
Yeah, he's pissed.
I think he's... I mean, also, too...
And he is angry. And I want to say really fast, I feel like the appointment you made, I feel like it's just between someone being grabbing on you versus someone having a phone in your face.
Which you're used to.
That's two totally different reactions, though.
And it's a fan who paid to come see you.
Yeah, it ain't like...
And he walked into the phone. If I watch the video back, he walked into it.
Play this video.
He walked into it.
Regardless, it wasn't to hit her. Like, I can see if she was, like, trying to reach out to him.
Exactly. As we watch this clip, though, I want people to also take into consideration the victim.
Yeah,
think about
absolutely.
Like when you're in a crowd, okay? And I'm short. She seemed like she was short because you saw this other lady behind her. I was like, who got hit?
Somebody probably pushed her.
Right. Ran so to like, her. Imagine being pushed.
Or
then
she's
you get
overly
smacked
excited.
To the right, and then people are all around because it's a commotion. Look
watch,
at this.
Watch,
look
watch.
At what? Bop.
She didn't have
to. Right on his. But
like you, like I can 100% agree
yeah.
with you.
Yeah.
She could have somebody. Pushed, could, like, somebody could have been trying to get a video too, and like
pushed her
and pushed her
that's
into
what she, that's all up in his face.
That's exactly
and she's a
what
fan.
It looks like.
One more time.
Because it did. Shit.
It's like she knocked the hell out of him.
Just, and then
look,
also,
look. She got. He.
She was, that was up.
She was pushed
yeah,
into
it
that.
Was,
she was
and
pushed
it was
into
fun.
That.
And he didn't. And he didn't even like care to look at. It. It's like that shows the person that it is.
He reacted
to his
fast.
Character.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all
want
to still,
reacted
you know,
fast.
Listen to his music. Some people want to separate the artist from the person. Go be my guest. But he's all right.
If people
me,
still
whatever.
Liking Kim Kardashian, okay. Like, that's how I feel about that, too.
I agree.
Like,
I don't follow those people. I don't follow the baby anymore. I don't follow Kim K. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Did I ever follow the baby? I don't know.
So, majority of Black Twitter is upset. They do not agree with the baby for what he's done. But let's just see how this pans out. Because 9 out of 10, when these type of situations happen, they keep happening back to back. I feel like people are supporting him even more.
Oh.
I don't feel like he's getting any backlash for this particular situation.
And men ain't saying nothing. It's women that's
well, the black woman. The black woman on Twitter, for example, this tweet. Frazier, she said, if y'all think the baby slapping a woman who clearly accidentally hit him in the face with a cell phone while trying to record is okay, you grew up in a very distorted household. Sorry for you. And that's 100% facts. Mm-hmm. There, man or woman, it was very disrespectful. Like, very disrespectful. Charnay, I'm all for respecting women, I am. But if this was a loved one of mine, we would have got super active. I get it. But I learned from an early age in my household, if you put your hands on a man, don't cry wolf, when or if he returns the same energy.
So the conversation really is, did she or did she not intentionally hit him?
After watching that, since you were the only one to disagree, after watching that, do you think that she intentionally popped him with the cell phone, or do you think she was pushed into him?
In my mind, I have to question, why would you hit the baby? Like, but again, people are fucking weird. Like, they are. People are weird. And they will harm people just because they know you can't do nothing, and they'll try to make you react. Like Offset, even though we know he has a long track record, there are people who literally go out here and try to provoke celebrities in order for them to get a reaction, like Brittany, so they can get so like they can Brittany get a lawsuit. Ma, exactly, so that they can get a lawsuit. Again, DaBaby, you really got to get a better team, and you need to go to counseling, because obviously you do have a problem, and it's never okay to hit anybody. Period. Especially that pullback was strong.
Especially so, like, your career goes down the drain. Honestly,
and he probably won't care, because he was making that dirty money a long time ago.
Yeah, well, her name is Tyranisha Laws is her name, is the victim's name.
Right.
And she did see the baby's Instagram message. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how this story unfolds in the coming weeks. I definitely think a payout will probably be in force.
Yeah, because that sorry excuse that he had, I was not feeling it.
Well, y'all did see,
it was a long video.
Y'all seen the video where he offered somebody $10,000 for an additional video if you got better footage to kind of prove that he was innocent?
But also, to that new video that just came out with him making a joke with Michael Blackson. I was like,
it's too soon.
It was too soon.
But he must have already paid her out.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah, pay her $10,000.
It's like he's trying to make light of it though. Like, okay, y'all, it's okay. She's okay. Let's joke about it. But it's like, no,
it's not funny.
It's not funny.
Can you imagine getting hit like that? And then it's like, also, just by a show of hands, who here would actually? Because I know we're saying like people try to provoke celebrities. Who here would try to provoke DaBaby? Oh, so like, why would a fan do that? Knowing his track record.
We got something to lose. A lot of these birds ain't got nothing to lose.
Yeah. Everybody's different.
Future has gotten how many people pregnant, and they are literally getting pregnant
nasty,
just
so.
No, but I'm saying these people are sick. People are getting pregnant just to get a bag.
I understand that point. But I don't think this particular situation was that.
I mean,
I don't think it was that deep either. Yeah,
mm-mm. We'll see.
Good luck, Tyranisha.
We beg to differ.
Right. I don't know. Again, I don't condone violence. I don't want nobody blowing up my motherfucking DMs.
I'm impartial.
So, topic number two, an Indiana manager has been fired after he reassigned a black waitress after a white customer said he didn't want her. So, Sierra, tell us all.
Down
at the Olive Garden. So, this was a really crazy, not surprising story, but crazy. So, Mara Donahue, who you see in the picture, she's only 16 years old. Yeah, she's very beautiful. She's only 16 years old, and... Oh, she's only 6 years old, and she was, so she works at the Olive Garden in Indiana, and long story short, you know, it was a white family, older couple, and, you know, they're basically like, we don't want her being our host, our waitress, get someone else. So I have an article that she did, because she did only do one interview. She didn't want to do no more interviews, but she did do one with NBC, and she basically said the lady made comments about me and my coworkers concerning my race and said that I should work at a strip club instead, that she told NBC. And she asked me if I'm even black and if I'm from here.
What?
And then she also proceeded to say that I never expected to be so apparent in public. It's 2020, not 1920. And I feel like in 2020, we should be over this. Something should have been done, and it will take more than social media to get a problem out there like this. So, reading the article, it was a lot of nasty things the lady said. It was just more than not just a strip club. She was like, are you from Jamaica? Or is this even your... It was just a lot of nasty things.
Foolish.
Like, just a lot of unnecessary foolishness. Exactly. And so, the NAACP in Indiana stepped in, and, of course, the headquarters of Olive Garden stepped in, you know, and investigated, and they came to conclusion and, you know, fired the manager, which I'm so glad they did. But this situation, because Twitter had a lot of things to say about this. I read a lot of ignorant comments. I read a lot of things that people had her back. But one thing that I did see on Twitter from Saz Baller, he goes, the response should have been, that's your server. If you don't like it, you're free to leave. Period. And then you had other people saying, well, the customers are right. They should get what they just want regardless.
And what they look like.
Racist. So,
And ugly.
So, I just want to know, we all probably feel the same way, but what did you guys think about this?
I think that it's absolutely ridiculous. If you could walk into an establishment and say, I want a white waitress, or I want a white waiter, or I want a white cook, you need to stay your white self at home.
Thank you.
I asked for black stylists. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, that's completely different.
No, I know. I'm just letting everybody know.
And that's not
if I call Mac, the Mac makeup store. Who's black there?
But that's different because they know how to work on skin.
Oh, no. That's what I'm saying. I'm letting everybody know.
But I think that in a restaurant business where I feel like, especially somewhere like Olive Garden, when they ain't doing nothing but microwaving the damn food.
Get yourself
it don't matter. It don't matter.
Who's not slander Olive Garden.
I love Olive Garden.
Me too. So do I. You know, but there. Go get your 5 for $20.
They got the drink special. Y'all better go get it.
I didn't even know that.
And, oh, yes.
I just get my soup and salad.
But Indiana is the KKK capital.
But I do want to say really fast, though, and they also pointed out, which we know, but they were like, you know, it's a very diverse staff. The people that come there are very diverse. So for them to get this couple and for the managers to comply with that, it was kind of like, you should stand up for your employee at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
And then on top of that, they said the girl walked out crying, her other co-worker walked out crying, and no one had any sympathy for her.
Oh, hell
so it was a lot. It was a lot that it came with. You guys definitely, it was a lot. I don't want to bring up the whole article because it was definitely a lot, but it was more said, and it was just a fact of like, we want a white waiter. It was more so like disgrading her, talking about her as she's trying to get another waiter. So it was just too much. And the fact that people were backing this up, it just goes to show that even though we're in 2020, the ignorance still exists.
Yeah.
I want to see what would happen if we walked into, and all four of us walked into an establishment and we said, hello, can we get a black waitress?
Oh, they would go off because you know, whenever we say that we want us, it's a huge even if it makes sense. So we already know it'll be a huge
I
want to
see what they
were like last sensitive. Week.
Well, and then also, too, y'all, Indiana is just super racist, period. It's the KKK capital. We actually went there for my sorority's undergraduate roundup, and we went into state. Indiana U is a great university. That's where we went to undergraduate roundup. But we stopped at a Steak and Shake, and literally, obviously, if you guys don't know Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, it's an all-black sorority. So literally, it was just a whole bunch of black girls going into this all-white steak and shake.
Would that something happen or no?
Oh, yeah. People start walking out. People start walking. Literally, an old man start walking out.
Y'all should start strolling, honey.
Let's cut it. Let's keep it cute. But yes, literally, a person walked out, and the hostess was like trying to tell an older white man, like, "No, come back in here." As he was walking out, he was like, "No,
get your Arnold Palmer somewhere else, sir."
But also, too, again, I'm from Missouri, so this is not something new.
Surprising,
because literally, when we used to drop my sister off in St. Louis, it's a city called Boonville, Missouri.
It sounds like
Russell Stover's. Y'all probably don't see Russell Stover's that much anymore, but literally, every time we would stop there, my dad would say, "Get in what you need." And get in and get what you need
and get out.
And get out. Mm-hmm. Because during that, especially in St. Louis right now, people are still being lynched. As we talked about last week, people are still being lynched. If you travel in between the Midwest to the South, period, take five friends.
Yeah,
five. Because it's not, it's really, as you know, and as you know, it's not a joke.
I mean, there's still Confederate flags being waved in the air, like,
every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, so, I'm from Virginia, okay, and so that's the start of all that's where everything started in this country, and so it's just really unfortunate because I've dealt with older white couples who just ask the most weirdest questions, like, oh, are you still in school? Oh, you speak so well. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, are they feeding you? You know, just stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's ridiculous, but I have not a smart mouth, but like, you know, if I have something to say, I can say it in a real sly way. Mm-hmm. And then, if I don't want that table, I'm going to tell the manager, like, I don't want this table. This is what's happening. Mm-hmm. Or I'll talk to someone else and be like, can you take this table? Whatever I can do. I just wish that it was a better situation for those girls because they're so young.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I'm like, y'all are not making enough to even be going through this where you're crying from a job. That's not worth it.
Not 16. Leave.
And I don't think, and I was going to say, I think she's still there. I don't think she left. They didn't say nothing about her
leaving.
Where
are her parents?
I hope she leaves. But I mean,
this is why I feel like Olive Garden Corporate should step in. Olive Garden Corporate should step in. Olive Garden Corporate should step in.
Give that young lady a scholarship.
Let her relieve her from her duties and give her a great scholarship for college.
I like that.
Yeah.
And call it even.
Hello.
I do want to leave it at that. NAACP and Olive Garden headquarters, they're actually still investigating, so it's still ongoing. Good. It's not over yet. We just know that the manager got fired, which we're thankful for. So
yeah.
Bye.
Due diligence.
Okay.
But yeah, so onto our next topic. A hairstylist, I don't know if you guys saw this super heartbreaking video of a young black girl crying because she said she believed that she was ugly. So, Jamie, tell us all about
baby girl.
Yeah, you guys, okay. So, this young, beautiful girl named Ariana, okay, she was on IG Live with her hairdresser. Ariana's a 4-year-old beautiful little girl.
Yes.
And the hairdresser's doing her hair when all of a sudden, the young girl looks at herself in the reflection of the IG Live video and she says, I'm so ugly. Yeah. And we have a clip that we're going to prepare for you so that you guys can watch a little bit of what that snippet is. But the hairdresser's immediate response is worth watching. So what we'll do is we'll play that clip in a second. But pretty much, again, she's looking at her reflection and she's saying, I'm so ugly. So the hairdresser immediately responded and she said, no, you're not.
Don't say
you
that.
You are beautiful.
That's terrible.
You know, she said so many things. So, and also just the email is in the email. That's where the clip is going to be. So just from what you guys are hearing, what was your response? You guys get to see the video?
I seen the video.
I watched it too many times.
I was upset because it's just like, as an uncle, I'm very protective of my nephews and my nieces.
Mm-hmm.
And I always find time to talk to them about school when I go back home. So to hear like her talk about her classmates or people calling her ugly, and she's only, what, 4?
4.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pre-K.
That's pre-K. Like,
right, right.
What do them kids even know about ugly?
Oh, and come on. They know. They know.
And that's, we were going to actually turn this into a topic.
We're a very mature generation. Yeah.
Like, but what do you know about, what's ugly at 4?
I'm glad you said that because when I watched this video, my first thing was, if she's calling herself that, she's heard that before. Someone has told her that before.
Continuously.
Because exactly. That was my first reaction too. And it's like, where is she going? I don't know. It's just a lot of questions in my mind, but it's just heartbreaking.
Well, I was wondering what her mama, like, why her mama ain't put a dent in it.
But they also say, too, watching your kids are around, too, because everyone raised their kids differently.
Oh,
I always see a post like that.
This is obviously a colorism issue, though.
I think it's such a deeper conversation, honestly. I think it's deeper than colorism. But you had said something, Jayla Marie, you said something about her mom. Like, where was her mom?
Yeah, where's her mom? That's what I want to know. Like, where's her mom in this situation? Because that's her hairdresser.
Yeah. So we'll get into it. Let's play the clip first, and then let's assess. So here she is doing her hair. And there she goes.
Don't say that. You are so pretty.
There you go.
You all, shut up. Go on the road.
Such a black girl.
Don't
you like yourself. You're supposed to say, I'm so pretty. You are so pretty. Do you hear me? You got the prettiest little dimples.
And she don't even know how to react. That's why she just starts crying.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can feel her pain.
You make me cry.
I watch these videos so many times. Oh my gosh. So we can actually pause the video there. So that was pretty much the clip where this little girl at 4. So I know a lot of us were asking, like, how does she learn this? I think it is school. And Shabria, who is a hairdresser, she also goes by Lil Wave Daddy. She's also a rapper, so you guys can actually follow her on Apple Music. Her music's actually really good. But yeah, the hairdresser, Shabria, she says, we must uplift our queens. It broke my heart into little pieces because she has the greatest energy and the most beautiful smile and heart. She comes from a great home and loving mother. And I just think that when kids go to school, they learn, they pick up things, and they learn so many different things that they don't even know the definition, but they know the feeling. Mm. And so I think it could be a number of things. The neighborhood.
That's deep.
The siblings.
That is really deep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Feeling. Like, y'all, I remember just to kind of, because I know we were saying it might be a colorism thing, which we'll show tweets later on. It's actually, you know what? No, let's show that tweet now from the user. Let me just pull it up here by Mad3. It's also, it says, be kind to people. He says, by response, how many black women have been told they were ugly? Whether you were actually a little less attractive or they based it off of your complexion, how did you feel and did it mess with you and your confidence until you were older? Mm-hmm. That's another
deep thing. And we're all different complexions on this panel. So that's what I'm saying.
But we can all relate.
Not quite, because I've never been called ugly based off my complexion. Most of the time, people think light-skinned people are attractive, and that's the root of issues with colorism. A lot of times, these are experiences that my dark-skinned friends have experienced, and I have not.
Well, I have
experienced. It's such a deeper...
But that's what I'm saying.
It's deeper than colorism, and that's why we got to really get into it.
It adds more. It's more than just colorism.
So, because especially since she's 4. Come on now.
Yeah, because then little kid, I mean, at that age, or all the ages, like, even in high school and stuff like that, we were teased because we weren't big enough.
Yeah,
skinny.
skinny with fat. Big nose, big, big lips. It it's featureism. It's not just colorism.
But why, does it, say, but why does this black... Right, exactly. So but so it's featureism, it's colorism, it's all these things that go into the deep-rooted issues within the black community. That's my point. So with her... Would this have would a white girl, a little white girl, be saying that she was called ugly?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes. Here's the thing. And I want to say this. I need to get this out. Period. Stop victimizing so many dark-skinned women. Not every dark-skinned woman has the same effing experience. I'm sick of it. Mm-hmm. Because they pity us. They always, like, men are always overcompensating for dark-skinned women when they really don't care. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. People are always saying, like, like the whole phrase, you're pretty for a dark-skinned girl. Not every dark-skinned girl has heard that. I haven't. I know I've gone through certain things as a dark-skinned girl that my other dark-skinned friends have not. They didn't experience colorism until they were after 18. Mm-hmm. So stop thinking that because this little girl is dark skin that it just must be her dark skin. Not everyone is insecure about their skin complexion. When I grew up, I was not insecure about my skin complexion. I literally just thought I was ugly because I had crooked teeth. I was teased about my teeth. I was teased about my nose. I wasn't teased about my skin. I never wanted to be light skin. I never wanted to be white, even though that's all I saw.
But the girl in the video literally talks about her chocolate skin. Like, this
where do you hear that?
What do you mean? It's in the video. She's like, you have beautiful chocolate skin. She talked about her dimples.
That was the assumption. Did the little girl.
But
that's what I'm saying. Too many people assume that dark-skinned women are insecure.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but what I'm saying is a fact. It's not... That hairdresser...
No, again.
That little girl did not say, oh, my skin. She looked at her reflection. It could be so many things. And let's put ourselves in the mind of a child. Of a child. When I was little, let's say if I went to a hairdresser and they did my hair, I want my hair nice and straight, even if it was relaxed, right? Because that's the standard of beauty, at least back then. And then when she would bump my ends, did I always like it? No, I wanted it straight. So I felt ugly, right? Or because I had braces, I didn't like my teeth. I felt ugly, not because of my skin. That little girl probably doesn't even like her hair. Stop thinking that all little kids like locks. Some of them don't. Because they feel ugly because other people don't have the same hair that they do. Or she probably didn't like her nose. It could be family. Sometimes family will dog you. Mm-hmm. So for my thing is...
So you're saying basically it's not based on first
color. It's not
it
just
could be her
skin
features.
Tone. And stop every time you see a dark skin and be like, oh yeah, she must be insecure. Stop. Everyone has a different story.
I don't think people think that you're insecure because you're based off your skin complexion. I don't think that's the case. I think that we see that most of the time. No, of course. There's always an exception to everything. But at the same time... I do think that we see the narrative all the time that that's the issue. But go to your question. Have I experienced that as a black woman? No.
So no one ever told you they were ugly because of your features or
no,
your skin?
No.
Well, that's one.
I get that because, like I said, I've never got that backlash. I always got teased about me being skinny, but it never made
like
me
your
feel.
Looks, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I feel like also too it's about your self-esteem because you can say that all you want.
Right.
If I know I'm the shit, it don't really matter what you said now. But as a kid, that's different. I get that because I was getting told, "Oh, you're so skinny at a little age," and it's like, but. I think in my mind, though, I was like, I'm so little, I'm not really, like, okay.
Even at four, I don't think it's going to be like, oh, my skin tone. Maybe, like, six,
you're not,
seven.
I don't know if you can really, like, understand it.
Yeah,
that deep,
not
but
at,
like
not
you
at
said,
four.
It's the feeling, though. They might not understand what they're saying, but if they start to feel like it's an attack, they're going to understand, like, even if I don't know what it means, I don't like how I feel.
And also,
and that's about how this little girl
and
was.
And she's in pre-K, so it's like, if she has all this energy, I just think she probably felt... ugly. Like, even my nieces, they're beautiful and they're like what, flat forward six like, you know, if they don't like a certain hairstyle, they'll be like, I don't like that. I feel ugly. So even kids can feel ugliness. Awful. So even adults can make you feel ugly as a kid.
I like what you said when you said that she may not know how to define it, because I think that at a younger age, I was bullied at a younger age, not because of how I looked, more so how I acted.
Yeah.
Because I was a little bit more sensitive. I was a little bit more feminine. And I didn't know what to call it at that age. I was never teased for being like an ugly kid, because I wasn't an ugly kid. My mom, when we left out of that house, we were fucking confident.
Okay.
We were confident. My mom was sure that we were confident.
Right.
You can call me everything but ugly.
Because
then you just hate.
Exactly.
I didn't know where to place when people called me gay. I didn't know what that was. So I didn't know how to define it. So whatever
she's been called,
If it's ugly, You know, she knows how to define that now, but the other things that may be attached to it, whether it's the way she looks or whatever, she doesn't know how to identify
exactly.
that.
And that's my point.
I just don't want people to keep saying that it's colorism. Our race is so much deeper than that, y'all. Yeah. It's hair, it's colorism, it's futurism.
But it
it's
all goes back to black issues.
For sure. Yeah. But I just want people to think deeper than that.
Because the things I got bullied for was, oh, you talk white. So anything that weren't associated with blackness, you were.
But I didn't know what that meant. My mother taught me how to pronunciate words.
I knew what it meant because. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying.
I feel like it all just in your environment, because I grew up in environments that was equally white and black. It was like a mixture of all of us. I don't know. I think it's just all about where you're from, where you grew up, your environment, the people around you.
Well, but also to the question, not based, it's your attractiveness and your complexion. That was the root of it. Was that there are some people. I forget who put that picture up. I can't think of it now. But not saying that it's focusing only on colorism. No, of course, she has featureism, texturism. There's so many different things. But I do think the reason she's crying is because of issues within the black community that other people put out onto us. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to necessarily be colorism, but I do think that as a black child, this is an experience that she's having as a unique experience she's having as a black child.
But these kids are growing up a lot faster than us. I remember my ex-fiance's daughter, she was 5 years old. We were in Walmart. We ran into one of my old classmates. She was 5. My classmate walked to the cart and says, oh my God, you are a beautiful chocolate baby. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. my ex's daughter looked at her, and she's a very polite little girl. She looked at her and she didn't say nothing. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to check her right now. Wait till we get down the aisle. So I asked her, I was like, babe, why you ain't say thank you? She said, I hate when people call me chocolate.
Yeah.
I used to get on my nerves,
why
too, though.
Why did they call me that?
I didn't like it either.
And I was like,
I used to hate it either. Yeah. I'm going to tell you why, though. Because like, people used to say, you're chocolate. And I felt like, at the time, and you grow, you mature. But I felt like saying chocolate was saying, like, you're like, pitch black or something.
Oh,
but
see,
I took a fist to that because I'm like, I'm not that dark.
But, that's what I'm saying.
But that's what I'm saying is that little black children know. The same way I was a chubby kid, so I knew what they was talking about if they said the fat joke. These kids are not, they're not dumb. My little cousin, she's 16 now, but she's light-skinned, and she said that she wanted to wear a Hannah Montana wig because it was blonde and that was what was cute. Period. I'm saying that these black kids are not seeing, they're seeing more representation now, but mm-hmm. it's also black people who are saying chocolate to their kids, who are saying, oh, you're cute for this, and oftentimes, to be dead ass, I was in a daycare situation where they would be mean to the dark skinned kids.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's what I'm saying, especially if you go down south, colorism is a lot more.
It's different.
It's right, blatant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But still, though, we see it in Hollywood. We see it in Hollywood.
Oh, you for sure gonna say that here.
So that's what I'm saying. All I'm saying is everything, to retweet what Jamie's saying, we should not victimize dark-skinned women and assume that that's their issue.
Oh, Lord. One day. I don't know how soon it will be, but it's just,
that's
you know, like...
That's a great point, Jamie.
We've always thought that. I don't think that it's dark-skinned women that are doing it. I think it's the dark-skinned men who say, oh, my chocolate sister, like, just to overcompensate. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's other non-black people who say, oh, yeah, well, we gotta feature someone dark-skinned. No, we love your skin. It's always about our skin. It's mm-hmm. never about who we are as people. It's always about, oh, you're pretty chocolate skin. Tory Lanez with the whole dark skin girl situation with that video. What I'm saying, overcompensating, because it's a colorism for dark skin. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, well, let me try to make some money off of that. It's like, it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they don't truly care. And it's like, you know,
society's just all jacked up, though.
Yeah. So, you know, we see it. But what do you guys have to say? You know, let us leave a comment down below.
Yeah, for sure.
We had a lot to say.
I know, right. Clearly.
That's an interesting question.
We're just going to move through our quick mentions really, really quick. We do want to give a rest in paradise to Nathaniel Woods. He was executed. Ooh! Yeah, so we're going to show him that earlier photo of when he was actually taken in. So this is back in 2004. Ooh. Yeah. So this Thursday, March 5th, wrongly accused Nathaniel Woods was executed at 9:01 p.m. in Alabama. Woods was convicted of killing 3 police officers back in 2004, despite someone coming forward and admitting to being the lone shooter. So, by himself. So, this is Kerry Spencer. Woods was convicted of a capital murder as an accomplice to the shooter. A witness said it wasn't Woods, but then recanted because investigators pressured her. There was no proof. He was appointed by lawyers, by the court, and they never even handled his capital murder charge case. They wanted him to take a plea deal, but he said no, and he maintained his innocence all the way through. So, you know, we see this situation all the time, especially in those southern states. It's really it's heartbreaking ridiculous. To know that literally this man, there was all the evidence that said
every
that he
piece of evidence.
Everything that said that he wasn't. There was a witness that said it wasn't him. Mm-hmm. The person who did it said it was him. He also has an execution date. We just want to give our prayers out to their families.
They clearly just wanted to kill these black men. Like, that's just ridiculous.
But do you guys
Governor
think
Kay? May she meet her
okay.
May she
so
meet
just
her
so
maker.
Y'all know, that's the same woman that signed off on those abortion rights to take away abortion freedoms and privileges for women in Alabama. Same woman. And that's why, I just can't.
I don't know. Is she still sick? Because she had lung cancer.
Well, you know, we'll see how it goes.
But she going to meet her maker. That's a terrible situation. Like, for her to do that to that family, that's a terrible situation.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
And they had everybody step up. The king.
She was also blackface. Everybody stepped up. That's what I'm saying. Like, she literally...
Wow.
But this just also, and just in a deeper... This makes me just scared of the judicial system. Because it's kind of like, no matter if you're right or wrong, they're going to do whatever the freak they feel with you.
Yeah.
And that's the underlying meaning, that's just scary.
But black people need to realize that.
I know, like, in the Midwest. In the Midwest, like, I went to go visit Alabama State. I went to go visit Alabama A&M. I went to go visit Tuskegee for school. And my mom was like, you are not going to a school in Alabama. She said, I don't care if you're on a black campus. She said, no. She said, the way that they treat black men there, she said, I will not be come down there to get my baby out of a situation that he not put.
No, because that prison system is nothing to play with.
Nothing
when you go in there, you're not coming out.
Yes.
Yeah. You're not coming out, especially as a black person.
That's disgusting.
And even, like, funny movies that we laugh at, like Life.
There's so much truth behind it.
But that's also, too, these big studios and production companies trying to normalize us being in jail. And I hate to say that because Life is one of my favorite movies.
Love it is, yeah.
But the way that we've conditioned ourselves to see ourselves in these ways, the same way we take back DaBaby and all these other people who are toxic to our community, R. Kelly, it's because black people don't know our own worth fully. We're getting there, but not fully. We just want to move through this quick. We have some good news. Virginia has become...
Come on,
the fourth state to ban hair discrimination underneath the Crown Act. If you guys don't know about it, then get into it because you need to know about it, especially our black
Cali did too.
You know, Cali did too. Virginia makes it the fourth state, so that's awesome. I'm glad that that's a a progression.
Damn, her hair just looks
right. That's like,
when you get hired after that first day.
What kind of edge control is
this? I'm so happy for this, but I'm just mad that this is a thing. This is so ridiculous.
Is the natural hair movement. That gets on my nerves.
Because
I don't like how, like, I've been natural for since forever, and I used to get clowned by black people, and now like, everybody on their shit, y'all want y'all edges back, I guess.
Because remember back in 2010, they did that whole natural hair movement where everyone was starting to get rid of relaxers, and I did that at Hampton, that bougie school, and I had my natural hair in its beginning stages, and everybody was like, oh, you're not going to do a weave, oh, but no.
What? We'd be so fake.
And that's when I said I just stopped getting mine
because I was like, my mom was like, if you finna get sew-ins, you need to pick. You're not finna keep getting perms and sew-ins. So I just went natural. But I love my natural hair.
I've been teasing the kid that I had a kid in my hair.
You had a what?
A kid.
What is that?
What's a kid?
Like the Just For Me?
Yes. Because my hair's always been curly.
I would go to the salon.
They're like, oh, he got a kid. He always had a kid.
Like a...
What's the baby perms
Just
called?
For me.
No, but what's the... Not, what is the S-curl?
Like the S-curl. No. Yeah, the blue
texturizer.
One. Texturizer. Yeah. Yes. That's what
you
call a kid.
Yeah, you can buy those,
this
too.
This is natural.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Black people come in all shapes and sizes. The same with me. People ask me all the time, like, oh, are you biracial? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally... both of my parents are black. You can...
Y'all, someone asked me if I had Asian in me a couple years ago. I was like...
But the thing is, who were the first to inhabit the Asian territory? Black people. But we can get on that another day. Anyway, last quick mention. Apple bottom jeans. Boots with the fur.
With the fur.
With the bottom is looking at her.
Hey!
She hit the flow.
She hit the flow.
And then you know.
Low, 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 low.
What's the... It's lit. I'm weak as hell.
Well, okay.
I'm giving me a pearl. Size 10.
I didn't even know what.
Nelly is sending them direct.
Bro, I didn't even know they was coming back, so this
I'm
is
so
crazy.
Excited.
So, Apple Bottom Jeans is coming back, y'all. I mean, apparently, Nelly said on Instagram, if you guys can see that pop up.
Okay.
Yes, he said, it's about that time. Yes. Exclamation mark. Don't call it a comeback. So yeah.
So is it gonna be in City Trends or is it going to be in Macy's?
Or it's gonna be in Forever 21 like Baby Fat.
Okay, yeah, we'll be at GTLR.
Nelly, I mean, book us for your marketing team, you know what it is. Yeah, so unfortunately we've run out of time. So we'll actually save our topic of the week for next week. But thank you guys so much. It's been amazing. Thank you guys for tuning in with us every single week. My name is Rocky Harris, and you can find me everywhere on social media at Raquel Harris TV.
And I'm Jamie Gray. You can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray or on Instagram at Jamie Gray. See me rocking my Apple bottom since I can wear them now.
And I'm an outdoors. And she got a real Apple bottom, too.
It's real. You do too, though, Sierra.
No, I got one, too.
I'm going to say it. Sierra, it shocks you out of nowhere. Like,
you know my name now, but you know, go follow me on Twitter at Sierra B. Stafford and my Instagram at Sierra Stafford TV.
I shouldn't have to knock at your window or your door to go follow me. You can follow me on all social media platforms at I Am J. Lamar. And yes, I do wear Apple Bottom jeans, size 10. Nelly, send me some.
Okay, come on.
This is awesome.
Listen, let us be the models. But yes,
I'm getting a marketing degree. I can market.
Come on, booked and busy black.
I can wear them.
Listen, but we'll see you guys next week. This was season 2, episode 8. See y'all later.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.